we're starting to get the significance of what happened, right? You know, the fact that Jesus died and rose again, it's one thing, but who died and for what reason he died makes all the difference. It was through his body and blood that was shed that provides the salvation that's available to all who would believe. And there's the significance of what's going on here. And yet we continue to read, even on resurrection morning, John chapter 20, if you have your Bibles, you're welcome to turn there. John chapter 20, verse 1 says, "Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple," speaking of John, who was writing this, "the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, 'They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him.' So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead." There was a certain amount of belief. He's not here. Not sure exactly what that's all about. But he's not here. But look at look what happened next. Verse 10. "Then the disciples went back to their homes." Really? I think if they fully comprehended what was going on, that they wouldn't have just gone back home. But they did. I don't think even at that point that they fully understood yet what was going on. Jesus wasn't there. The tomb was empty. I don't think they fully understood. Jesus had told Peter, had told John, had told the other disciples that he would rise from the dead. But even when they saw that empty tomb, they didn't connect the dots yet. Look at verse 11. "But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. And they said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?' She said to them, 'They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.'" Someone has stolen Jesus' body. Again, she heard these things that Jesus told to his followers, and she didn't connect the dots. She didn't understand what was going on. She didn't grasp the significance. "They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and she saw Jesus standing. And he said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She did not know it was Jesus. "Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener. I don't know what was going on there, but she was probably in tears. You know, and you know, when you're in tears, you just, things are all cloudy and just like, oh my goodness. And saw, he must be the gardener. And she said to him, "Sir, if they have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." She was talking to the one of whom she was looking. Jesus was right there before her very eyes. But she didn't understand. She didn't yet grasp the significance. She didn't understand. He was right there in front of her. The one who cared for her, who died for her, who rose again, the one who saved her out of a terrible lifestyle and restored her to fellowship with Jesus himself, was right. He was the one who was right before her eyes. He was the one who could fulfill any emptiness of her heart. And yet, to this point, she was missing it. And there may be someone here today. You're looking, you're searching, you're wondering, what is life about? You're struggling maybe with the issues of life, the challenges of life. We talked about all the stuff going on around in the world, but the difficulties and challenges even in your own life. Maybe it's just bringing your kids up. Maybe it's kids, it's bringing your parents up, right? Like, what? Just don't understand. It's confusing, and just wish things could change. Just struggling. Just the challenges. Just if we could just get through this. I just want to tell you, this morning, as we talk about the resurrection of Jesus, I want you to know he's right here. He's the one who died for you and rose again so that he could fulfill that emptiness that you may be feeling and help you with the struggles of which you are dealing in your own life. Jesus is right here. Jesus is the answer. Let's look to him.